Hi there. Well, I've listened to my recording, the last two. Listen to them again, then I found so many errors and mistakes I made. So this is actually a good way to learn or improve your English. I found grammar errors here and there, and I was like, I should have said this. I should have said that. Then very easy mistake and basic grammar thing everywhere. But it's okay. I'm practicing, so but I get, yeah, I might get embarrassed with what I say in English in the future. I might delete all of them, like English version, but not sure yet. So I'm get pretty comfortable speaking English like this. Took me years, so many times, so much times. Now I don't have much of problem with like speaking English without like being nervous, 'cause I'm just I just got used to it. So anyway, so let's see today's question. So if you have these questions, I feel so much easier to answer or keep speaking like this. So question helps me speaking a lot. The question is, I don't know how can I describe this. So imitate some chewing sound. Who would want to listen to chewing sound? I don't get it. Let's skip it. Let's skip it. The question is, like, do you have any episode with drinking or like in a bad way, failure episode with like a messing up or like what was the word? I can't come up with certain word, but I really want to. Like, I always like when I speak English, I try really hard to come up with certain words, but I can't. So, do you have any like failure with? Do you have any episode with failure? Drinking alcohol. Screw up. Yeah, screwing up. Episode with that you screw up with alcohol or drinking. Well, first of all, I don't drink alcohol that much. I even believe there is no need to drink alcohol anymore in my rest of my life. In the rest of my life. Le rest of my life. So there's no problem with. I have no problem without drinking. Yeah. It's healthy. isn't it? But maybe more than 10 years ago, maybe I get drunk. Maybe I made some mistakes, but I don't remember exactly. I don't remember what it was. So I don't mind at all now. Let's move on. It's time flies when I speak English, like 5 minutes passed by, already passed. 5 minutes already has passed. So the next question. If you describe you as a food, what would it be? If you describe yourself as some food, what it would be? But it would what would it be? This is a tough question. I have no idea about that. Food. I love yogurt. But yeah, I've never thought about that. I've never thought about that before. Describe myself as food. It's a little bit weird question. Let's skip. Oh, this is it's gonna be really awkward, like awkward question. What is, should I read this? Should I translate this question? Well, what is the, how do you describe? What is the one step before? What is, sorry. Oh, sorry for my poor English. What is the one step before kiss? What do you think the one step before kiss? I don't know how to translate this into English. I mean hug? I think hug. Yeah. Some physical contact, I guess. Moving on. Oh my gosh. Next question is, when do you feel lonely? When do you feel like I'm lonely? Or it really depends on how you describe samishi in Japanese, in English, English. Like, so I think I've talked about this topic before in some recording in the past. Actually, I don't really feel like it. It's not about how much you talk to your friends, or how long you talk to your friends, or it's not about how long, how much you spend time with your like friends or family or loved one. It's not like that. It's about, I don't know, like I still don't have much vocabulary for it, but like understanding, like there's a depth of understanding. I think depth of understanding is more important for me. I don't know how to put this, but it is how can I relate it to certain things. If the society or people out there looks like there's a little similarity, or sometimes I don't really relate to the people out there. So that's something similar to feeling lonely, maybe. But that means I don't interact with people enough, I think. So let's move on. There's 1 minute left. So the question is, what is the best time to throw away your chewing gum? It's when the flavor is gone. Its flavor is when the flavor is gone. I don't know. Yeah, so it's really hard to find a good question within a 12 minutes. I still struggling with saying speaking English properly. Yeah, but it's fun. I'm having